Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Over the foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit.
Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, what is our story this morning? Our story is, Lord, we say thank you for opening a new week, Lord, unto us, and how, Lord, grace has been sufficient for us. Grace that has quickened us, oh Lord, oh, to leave our homes and run to no other place but to your presence, Lord. That's our story. And Lord, yes, oh, we want you, God, this morning, throughout, Lord, our studies, oh God, that, Lord Jesus, you overshadow every activity in this house this morning. We commit all into your hands, the Sunday schools, the young ones, the children, and we, the adults here. Yes, the Holy Spirit, the author of the word. Please take your word and prepare us, Lord, for the day. We thank you for the generous mercies you've given to us. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, we are back to our studies. And whilst you're standing, we will read our scripture as Revelation 2. 4. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Amen. Lord, yes, bless the teaching this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? So today we are going to continue from where we left last week. The great physician, he diagnoses his church. And then he finds the sickness. And then if there is anything wrong, he complains about them and then gives them a warning. Last week, we saw how the Church of Ephesus, it was a marvelous church. They did real good service unto the Lord. But something happened that they started to what? Relax. And relaxing, they started drifting. So that's the way. Anyone, any believer, someone who calls himself a Christian, you must always be up to date. You must always be alert. Because any slothfulness will see you, some other spirit comes, take over, and then helps you to slide away. So we must always be what? Be up and doing with the word of God. So we are going to look at what actually happened with the Ephesian church. Jesus now, after he had diagnosed the church, he said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, apart from all your good works. Now I can see that something is happening in the church. Because thou hast what? Left thy first what? Love. It had to be 15 meters. Yeah, okay. So, Jesus was reminding them that, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Go back and do what? The first works. Or else I will come unto you quickly, and I will remove thy candlesticks out of his place. Except thou repent. And when your candlestick is taken away, then that means there's no more light in that church. So the prophet was saying something here. The next slide, I just said it's not working here. Yeah. He said, thou hast left thy first love. The prophet saying, that's showing that they had something in the beginning and has left it. And take notice of this. It is always he that endureth to the end. It is not just starting well and fade off. But he that endureth to the end, the same shall be what? Saved. Amen. So, what Jesus actually saw, the next slide. He said the original fire has died down. The fervent desire to please God was no more. The passion to know his word, it has what? Relaxed. The cry for reaching out in the spirit, no. Now they become slothful. So these are the things that Jesus saw. Their fervent desire before, the fervent desire to please him, God, was no more. The passion to know his word has what? Relaxed. And the cry for reaching out in the spirit also has drifted. The next slide. It said, all begins to fade. And instead of that church being on fire with the fire of God, it has cooled off and become a bit formal. That is what was happening back there in the Ephesians. They were getting a bit formal. Brethren, these what we are studying, it is something to what? To put us on alert. What brought Ephesian church down it is giving us the clue so that we will be on the lookout. Yeah. It's a spirit. Mm-hmm. Always anything that happens is a spirit.
Yeah.
It's backed by a certain spirit. So we got to be watchful, making sure that we wouldn't allow those things what to come in. Next, he said the abandonment to God was dying out. And the people weren't too careful about what God taught of them. Let's hold on here. The abandonment to God, that means they are to surrender, fully surrendering to God, depending on God, relying on God, which they were doing before, it was no more. That means abandonment to God, surrendering to God, amen, was dying out. And the people weren't too careful about what God taught of them. My. And we all know that the thought of God, that he thinks about us, as we always read here, is not evil.
No.
Amen. But peace, goodness, love, so that he will help us to our expected end. That's what the scripture says. So the thought of God is always what? Something, peace, love, goodness. He wants us to what? To reach our goal. And as they began to be careful about what the world taught of them, you see, that's one thing that, brethren, we got to be watchful. They were now thinking about what the world. Right now here, our world is within what? Dublin here. And Ephesian church, they were in that city of Ephesus. And so there are two main things that actually brought the church down. It is about what they were thinking about them around them. What people were saying about them. Amen. And then the infiltration of a spirit that came in. That's the Nicolaitan spirit. So two things. A spirit came in, the Nicolaitan spirit. And then the very city they were living in, the influence of that city also had effect upon them. The spirit of that city, Ephesus, as the prophet said, the name of Ephesus, it means relax and drift. So you could see that the spirit of what? The city had an influence upon them. That's one thing that we got to, my brother, my sister, we got to really take notice of.
Yeah.
We got to take notice of where we are now. In Dublin here, there is a city, there is a spirit. Because every nation has a spirit. And every spirit, every city also has what? A spirit. So we got to take notice of that. Let me just read this one and maybe we can look at something here. You know, let's look at the city of Ephesus, the way how the prophet put it. He said the city of Ephesus was one of the three greatest cities in Asia. Let's listen closely. The city of Ephesus was one of the three greatest cities in Asia. It was often called the city of the Christian faith. Amen. This and the three cities are Jerusalem, Antioch, and then Ephesus. Those three cities were considered as what? Christian cities. But Ephesus fell. But let's look at Antioch. If you read Acts 11, reading from 26, you see that Paul and Barnabas, they shook that city, Antioch. Praise the Lord. He said for 1 year, they were what? They were preaching, witnessing, doing a lot in that city. Till the life of the believers, it had influence rather upon the city. You see it? Their life rather had an influence upon the city till the city was the first place they could call believers what? Christians. That's Christ-like people. Look at them. Praise the Lord. But Ephesus was the other way around. They rather allowed the spirit of Ephesus to have influence upon what? The church. So that's what we need to do here. And thank God we have Paul and Barnabas here in this church. Amen. That we could rather also what? Put our influence upon this city.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And already, very good brethren, the young ones, the job they are doing, they've started. The Lord richly bless you.
Amen.
God richly bless you for going out there. We had to what? Put an influence upon this city. As Paul and Barnabas did to Antioch. Till that was the place they called the believers Christians. They could identify them.
Yeah.
Amen. So, we thank God that we have a number of Pauls and Barnabas in our church here. So the Lord continue to grease your elbows and your knees and foot prepared for the battle.
Amen.
Amen. And already as we read, the good things that Ephesus did, Jesus said he will never forget all the labor of love, the services that you do in his name, he's not going to forget. He will reward. So my brothers that go out to do outreach and other things, the Lord bless you. You receive your reward.
Amen.
Keep on doing. Don't look at another person that why this man is not going, this brother is not going. If it is upon your heart to do it with all your word, your soul.
Amen.
Amen. Give us the next slide. It had become relaxed and was drifting. Already backsliding. Oh, it's so sad. It had left its first love. They became barren in life and as in a sterile Enoch. You see. You know, sterile Enoch already.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to explain. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, the Ephesian age for a while, she prevailed. And then relaxed. And in that unguarded moment, Satan planted the seed of complete ruination. It gave what? The spirit. Another spirit to come in. But when Paul was there, he warned. You see, Paul warned the church that they should be what? They should be on their lookout. That scripture, where he said, even when we come back and preach any other gospel,
amen,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be accursed.
Yeah.
He warned the church to be on the guard, on their guard. But after he had gone, he asked whom? Timothy to take over.
Yeah.
And Timothy also did very well, But when he also left, that was the time the enemy had a chance to what? To come into the church. So, next slide. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first work, or else I will come unto you quickly and take the candlestick from you. Now, the prophet came to this. He said, that second generation that was after Paul and Timothy, that second generation coming on was just like Israel. Second generation in this church, are you listening? Amen.
Amen.
You know yourselves already. In Ephesus, he said the second generation coming on, they were just like what? Israel. But our second generation here, oh, I love them. They are very, very strong.
Amen.
Amen. If you know you are second generation, let's see your face. Stand up, let's see. Second generation here. Oh, are you feeling shy? Brad Clayton, D, all those guys here, praise the Lord. Oh no, you are not first generation. Bradley, you are not second generation. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so you look at these young brothers, you see how they are really, really desirous to do what? Something to the Lord. Keep on, brethren. But here in Ephesus, the second generation coming on was just like what? Israel. They demanded a king to be like what? Israel demanded a king to be like other nations. When they did that, they rejected God. You see. But they did it anyway. See, they conformed to the world instead of conforming to what? To God. And it wasn't long they stopped doing the things they used to do and started doing things they wouldn't have done initially. See, now listen. They changed their manner of dress. Mm-hmm. This goes to mostly our sisters. They changed the manner of what? Their dress. Because they were what? Listening to what the outside were saying about them, not what God was what? God's thought about them. So, this sister, so this cold, everybody trying to wear trousers to cover, to beat the cold. Look, and you have turned your ears to hear those kind of things. So whilst you want to go out, you know people will talk about you. So for that reason, you have to also comply like what they do. Then when you come to church, you put it off. At home, you wear it. My brother, my sisters rather. Please, you are not deceiving the pastor or the church here. That's what I said. They changed their manner of dress because they were looking at the outside people, the city of Dublin, and what people say about them more than what God was thinking about them. They changed their manner of dress, their attitudes, and their behavior. They relaxed. That is what Ephesus means, relax and drifting. So the high aspiration of this age that had begun with the fullness of the Spirit aiming at the high calling of God began to give way to a less watchful attitude. Give us the next slide. Oh, it's finished. All right, let me read from here. Is that it had become relaxed and was drifting, already backsliding. It had left its first love. They become barren in life and as it is sterile. Okay, right. The physician age was for a while, she prevailed. Okay, we have come through that way. Right now, let's the warning that Jesus gave to the church of Ephesus, the warning. He said, therefore, from whence that, remember from where you have fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and I will remove thy candlesticks out of his place. The prophet said, remember here means to bring back your mind to the past. Mm-hmm. Remember means bring your mind back to the past. To bring back the memories of the what? The good things and the great moments you had in God. Take your mind back to that time. What you were before. If there is a change in your life, look back what you were. So we see God's warning first calls you to examine yourself. Compare your present condition to those good times. Then you will realize from where thou art fallen and repent. See, you got to examine yourself. That examination ain't got to be all the time. Let us all the time be examining ourselves. Am I okay? Are things going well with me? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said the realization must first come before repentance. Because if you have not realized where you have fallen, how can you repent? So realization must come first. You must realize that something has gone wrong with my life. And then you can repent from that. So the realization must come before repentance. Until you realize you are living in the wrong, it is impossible to totally repent. He said, God tells them to remember. Okay, let's move. Let me just go over this. God asked them to do what? To repent. He said, repent and do the first works over again. Bring forth the fruits meet for repentance. Prove it by your life. And if you do not repent, God said, I will remove thy candlestick out of its place. Now the prophet said, repent. If you want to repent, he said, repent quickly. Don't hesitate. I said, evidently, Ephesus did hesitate, for her lifespan was not very long. The glory of God decreased ever rapidly. And when that candlestick is removed, the prophet says, certainly a church in that condition can't give light to the world. The light has turned toward darkness. God will take away his faithful messenger and his faithful shepherds, and leave them to themselves. And they will go on talking about Christianity, but be bereft of it. For whosoever nameth the name of the Lord, let him depart from sin. Be ye holy, ye that bear the vessels of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, brethren, we come to Ephesian Church, the warning. Next week, we will look at those who were able to hear the warning and repented, and the reward God gave to them. Because in everything, if you're able to what? Overcome, God will what? Will reward you. So next week, Lord willing, we will look at the reward. So great, greater reward. Praise the Lord. So, my young ones, the second generation, it's a warning to you, don't relax, stay put, and continue with what? With the touch, the fire, and move on. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, we give glory to you, we bless you, Lord, even Father. Yes, this morning as we came in, we want to praise your name, we want to worship you, we want to lift your name high, 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 in a great esteem, Lord. Father, yes. grant us the voices. Oh, let our hearts be lifted up, O God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we commit the solid and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. Oh, yes, we want to hear songs from the throne, O God. We want to sing those songs, Lord, and prepare ourselves, O God, for the word that will come this morning. Lord, even we want to commit our pastor also into your hands. Oh, Lord, as he waits, you know our needs. Why we've left our homes this morning. Everyone has a need, Lord. Father, meet our needs according to your riches in glory through your servant, the word that will come. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to bless you.